VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Well, thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. Chaos in Iowa as the caucuses were held last night. No reported results. We were hearing of inconsistencies and irregularities, but no results. Each Democratic candidate, in essence, declared victory in one way or another before moving on to New Hampshire. Just looking at different news reports on this issue, we've seen words such as fiasco, chaos, incompetence, and considerable flaws. Some are even questioning if there was manipulation. We've seen the term bungled. It's been blamed on a failed app, on a coding issue. It's reported that Iowa Democratic Party Chair Troy Price has pledged, though, that the party would release a majority of results at 5 p.m. Eastern today. Nobody knows at this time yet what that term majority means as it relates to the vote in the state of Iowa. No problems on the Republican side as President Donald Trump took the win. But taking a look here at the report that has come in from FoxNews.com, a statement that was made by Troy Price said, "We have every indication that our systems were secure and that there was not a cybersecurity intrusion. In preparation for the caucuses, our systems were tested by independent cybersecurity consultants." Hours after the presidential campaigns and reporters pleaded for information on the massive confusion, Price explained that as precinct caucus results started coming in, the IDP ran them through an accuracy and quality check. It became clear that there were inconsistencies with the reports. The underlying cause of these inconsistencies was not immediately clear and required investigation, which took time. As this investigation unfolded, IDP staff activated pre-planned backup measures and entered data manually. This took longer than expected, he continued. Price said that the party's initial investigation determined with certainty that the data collected through the app was sound, but it was reporting only partial data. "We have determined that there was due to a coding issue in the reporting system. The issue was identified and fixed. The application's reporting issue did not impact the ability of precinct chairs to report data accurately." Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf told Fox News that the Iowa Democrats declined his department's offer to help vet the app. He also did stress that the app was not hacked. A similar mobile app used in Iowa reportedly is scheduled to be used by the Nevada Democratic Party for reporting of their caucus results later this month. The app also was linked to campaign veterans of 2016 Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton's White House bid. Shadow, it's a tech firm that describes itself as a group that creates a permanent advantage for progressive campaigns and causes through technology, is a company that created the Iowa Democratic Party's app, according to the New York Times. The COO, the CEO, CTO, and a senior project manager at Shadow all worked for the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, according to LinkedIn profiles. Former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign took aim at the pending results, questioning the veracity of the eventual final numbers. And Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign released its own incomplete numbers early Tuesday morning, which showed Sanders leading his rivals. Guess you would think no other conclusion when a candidate releases the numbers of what they believe things should be like. The move then was followed a couple hours later by Pete Buttigieg's campaign, which suggested the former South Bend, Indiana mayor was the winner. Buttigieg, who needed a strong finish in Iowa to help propel his campaign, declared victory Monday night. "So we don't know the results, but we know by the time it's all said and done, you have shocked the nation," the candidate told the supporters, "because by all indications, we're going on to New Hampshire victorious." Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts stated in her speech last night by noting, quote, "It's too close to call." Biden emphasized in the speech that it looks like it's going to be a long night, but he said, "I'm feeling good." His campaign manager, though, Kate Bedingfield, warned on Twitter that the integrity of the process is critical and there were flaws in the reporting systems tonight and should raise serious concerns for voters. So the results of Iowa, still outstanding as this program is coming to you live at 2 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock Eastern. And it is, we are told that at 5 p.m. Eastern Time this afternoon that there is going to be a releasing of a majority of the vote. Well, we are going to be turning our attention to tonight's State of the Union. Tonight, President Donald Trump will be delivering the State of the Union speech before a joint session of Congress. This will be happening in the very chamber of the House where articles of impeachment were passed. And we know that things are still pending. Tomorrow afternoon, the Senate is expected to acquit the president of the charges brought against him. That vote right now is scheduled for tomorrow. He is going to be giving this speech tonight, and then after he makes his remarks, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Democratic governor of Michigan, is scheduled to deliver the Democrats' response. She will have some 10 minutes to give her take on what she thinks is important, but she said she refuses to blast President Trump. She said, quote, "I'm going to lay out a Democratic agenda. That's how I am. I think that that in this country we can feel so divided. I think what the people of our country are craving is a vision that actually improves their lives, and that's what I'm going to stay focused on. These are the fundamentals that people in America are concerned about," Whitmer told the Associated Press. So she will be delivering the Democratic response tonight. It's being reported that four Supreme Court justices are expected to attend State of the Union. According to FoxNews.com, those would include Chief Justice John Roberts, who's been presiding over the impeachment trial, and would be joined by Justice Elena Kagan, and then also Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh has been reported there. This is State of the Union, likely going to be focusing in on many issues tonight. No doubt there will be mention of matters pertaining to ISIS, the Middle East peace treaty, trade issues, the economy, and related issues as well. The confirmation of judges that has been on certainly rapid pace in the Trump administration, perhaps discussion on the border wall itself. And so we're going to be hearing from the president in this regard. Today on Crosstalk, we are going to hear from the grassroots across the nation today. That is you. Through your eyes, we want you to finish the statement here. The State of the Union is. Now, we don't have time for long speeches, not even the 10-minute Democratic response time that's allotted for tonight. But just in a few sentences to share from your perspective, the State of the Union is. And we'd like to hear from all over the nation today and certainly give you a bird's eye view as what people are thinking in states and communities, towns all across these United States. Our phone number to Crosstalk today, 800-733-9829. And basically, we want you to finish that statement. The State of the Union is. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. 9829. What are you thinking in Iowa right now? We're not going to focus in on the issues last night with the caucuses. We want to focus on the State of the Union. We did need to comment on that. But folks in Iowa, what do you see as the State of the Union? Those of you listening in Florida, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Kansas, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, the State of the Union is. Pick up your phone, give us a call here today, and we'll take as many responses as possible as we approach this issue here today on Crosstalk. If you call and get a busy signal, please know that in just a few moments, that line will be open, and we'll be able to hear from you once again. Right now, all the lines are packed, but listen, as people hang up, that'll be your opportunity to give us a call. The State of the Union is. Let's go to Karen in Milwaukee. Karen, the State of the Union is.
Godless.
Okay, and just give us tell us why you say that.
Because we have no regard for God in anything. Even if we separate politics and say, you know, we're doing morality, we just have lost right and wrong. Everything is gray. Nothing's black and white. Nothing's true or false. It's just godless.
Okay, thank you, Karen.
God is about truth.
Thank you for your call. Fabian in Chicago, you're on the air. State of the Union is. Fabian, you're on the air. Okay. Let's go to Sandy then in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The State of the Union is
very important because the mainstream media has not been telling the country what President Trump has done during his administration. So his chance to get his successes out and his oncoming agenda to the public, and all the Democrats can respond that they've done in the last 4 years is litigate, 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 and lose. So okay. That's why I think it's important.
Thank you, Sandy. Let's go to Terry in Iowa. The State of the Union is,
I believe between the fiascos of the impeachment, the caucuses in Iowa, it'll be the night for the Republicans to shine with President Trump's State of the Union speech.
Mm-hmm. And Terry, how do you describe the State of the Union?
To figure out his agenda and find out, I'm sure he'll brag on his compliments of the last 4 years and the directions that he wants to take it.
Okay, that's what the president may do. What does Terry say the State of the Union is?
I think it's a good place for the American people to be reunited by him under his ideas. And just for he'll, I think he'll very highly point out the fiascos that's been going on in the Democratic Party as well.
Thank you, Terry, for your comments today. Let's go to Denise in Somerset, Kentucky. The State of the Union is
dependent upon God's people, according to the scriptures, Jesus Christ, God, is to humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. Then he heal from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. So if we give him the honor and the glory for the victories that we're having, he'll continue to fight our battles for us, and we'll see a turnaround because a lot of these things that we're fighting are spiritual because of they violate God's ways.
Okay. Thank you, Denise, for your call. And our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. I have a couple open lines. Let's go to Maxine in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, I think the State of the Union is being prolonged. And I look to the verse, Proverbs 28, verse 2. It says, for the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof, but by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged. And our Sunday school teacher, Ted Dahl, taught us this, and he attributed it to President Reagan, but I think it also is an honor to President Trump.
Okay. Thank you, Maxine. Let's go to Lat in Racine, Wisconsin. State of the Union is?
State of the Union is the United States of America that was founded on God's principle and God's godly values to watch over the United States of America. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Taking your phone calls here today on Crosstalk, and let's go to just lost James in Kentucky. Our phone number here, 800-733-9829. We're just seconds from the break, so rather than interrupt the next caller, we're going to take the break and have you call. Think about, folks, as you observe this union, this nation today, as if you were delivering that address tonight, you finished that phrase, the State of the Union is. Our number here to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Again, if you get a busy, lines are all packed again right now. Call us back as soon as you hear callers terminate their call with us. Back in a minute, this is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, creation author with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, you say that there was no death before Adam sinned. But what about plants? Didn't Adam eat plants?
Yes, Chris. Adam and Eve did eat plants in the Garden of Eden. But was this really death in the biblical sense? There's a profound theological distinction between plants and animals in the Bible. Both man and the animals are described as having life, Hebrew nephesh, which plants don't have. The term life is reserved for those animals in whose nostrils is the breath of life, and also by the fact that life is in the blood. Plants have neither breath nor blood. Thus, the eating of a plant in the Garden of Eden wouldn't necessarily involve death. Plants are biologically alive, but they're not biblically alive in the sense that they do not have true life. You see, Chris, there's always an answer to the anti-creationist questions. Back to Genesis. Now that works.
Thanks, Dr. Morris.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America with the State of the Union address tonight before a joint session of Congress and certainly an address to the nation as well, giving you opportunity as common ordinary people, just like I, to share from your perspective what you see as the State of the Union. The State of the Union is. We'll have you fill in the blank as you pick up your phone, give us a call. Lines are packed, but they'll be free here momentarily. We're going next to Rob in Tennessee. You're on the air, Rob.
Yes, the State of the Union is much better now than it was during the Obama administration because so many of his executive orders have been reversed. Religious freedom is now being actually endorsed by the highest office in the land. We have a president who stands for pro-life. He stands for religious freedom, and he's just done a lot for our business sector in this country.
Okay. Thank you for your comments, Rob. We're going to Debbie next in Waupun. You're on the air, Debbie.
Yes, I believe that it is very hopeful for the believer. I'm very hopeful. Stronger, and it's stronger than we've seen in a long time.
Okay. Thank you for your comments here. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Mark in Monroe, you're on the air.
Yeah, the State of the Union to me is it's all about we, the people. If that comes to an end, then it's we're the people, as in past tense.
Thank you, Mark. Tony in Paducah, Kentucky, you're on the air. The State of the Union is?
It's golden. I see souls being saved. I see lives being changed for the cause of Christ. I see in my community the income has gone up roughly 25%, and the young people are turning their hearts from the lie that is abortion.
Great. Thank you, Tony, for your comments. We're going next to Marcos in, New Mexico. You're on the air, Marcos.
Yes. I think the State of the Union, the State of the United States is like unto the Whore of Babylon. I think this country is in a lot of trouble. I don't think Trump's the savior that a lot of people think that he is. I think our government is doing a lot of things that fits right into the globalist agenda, and I pray for us because I think we're in a lot of trouble. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcos. Appreciate you sharing your thoughts. Mark in Rotunda, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, I think the State of the Union is good. I worry about the fever that we have. I like Donald Trump, and I think he's going to help us through some things. I'm worried. I think it's great that we're saving babies and fixing our country, but we've got to keep this Democratic Republic and keep it going strong. So let's vote for Donald Trump. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Mark, for your call. And folks, our number here, 800-733-9829. Just finish the phrase, the State of the Union is. Gina in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, the State of the Union is exciting right now. I believe that there's a great morale for making America great again, and we love what President Bush is, President Trump is doing, and all that he's implementing, even while so many are fighting against him in the Democratic Party, and I believe a lot of Democrats have changed over to the Republican side and are seeing the light. And even though the morality of America is low, Christians are starting to realize how far we've gone and are taking a stand for what's right more than before, and I believe we're headed the right direction.
Okay. Thank you, Gina, for your comments. Judy is next in Lubbock, Texas. The State of the Union is?
State of the Union can be good. All we have to do is learn to depend on God and trust God, and we can go any direction we want to go.
Okay. Thank you, Judy. Ronald in Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I have to mention about the State of the Union. I think that in some ways we're in bad shape, but we're slowly improving. We have a lot to do, a lot of work to do.
Okay.
May our President Trump have his way for another election that we can go further.
Thank you, Ronald, for your comments. Sandy in Cookeville, Tennessee, the State of the Union is?
I think the State of the Union is in better condition than it's been in for as many years as I can remember. I think this separation between the parties has actually brought the nation together, especially as far as religious belief. And I think President Trump is doing an excellent job. God bless us all.
Okay, thank you for your call. Alice is next in Arkansas. State of the Union is?
Thank you. The Bible says righteousness exalteth a nation, mm-hmm. a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I believe we are under the pending judgment of God. I believe that everybody that calls themselves a true Christian needs to make their calling and election sure. According to Romans 8:16, we need a revival in this country that we might please the great God, our Creator.
Thank you, Alice, for your call. Next to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Fred, the State of the Union is...
Yeah, we have Trojan horse Islam in America, and that the people need to hear the fifth gospel, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, plus nothing from the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 4.
Thank you, Fred. And our phone number here to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. The State of the Union is giving you opportunity. We'll be hearing on all kinds of issues here tonight. From your perspective, listener, the State of the Union is our number, 800-733-9829. Bonette in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes. I think our union is in a state of revival.
You said it's in need of revival?
It's in a state of revival.
A state of revival.
I think that we are being revived. I think that America is being revived.
Okay, very good. Thank you for your comments here today. Terry in Danville, Kentucky, you're on the air.
I think the State of the Union is better, but until we can regain control of our education system, we're going to continue to spiral in the direction of communism. Thanks for being there.
Thanks, Terry. Julie in Milwaukee, the State of the Union is?
The State of the Union is the result of the collective consciousness and how and their beliefs. And basically, you're either in your heart or you're in your mind. If you tend to judge everything, let me tell you, you're in your mind and you're not in your heart. And it's reflecting the disease that this world has. That's why everybody's sick. That's why everybody has a disease. There's something wrong with everybody. They either have an addiction or they're sick. And it's a wonderful, amazing platform. The State of the Union is amazing and wonderful, and I love it because it's helping to wake up America.
Okay, thank you, Julie, for your call here today. And how thankful we can be for the grace of God that can take a sinful soul and claim it for redemption and to turn it into to bring about salvation through the shed blood of the Savior. Phyllis in Wisconsin, State of the Union is?
I see the State of the Union is being battered and shaken. Satan is running to and fro to seek who he can devour. And I just want to give God praise for what he has permitted President Trump to do. And we all need to keep praying for him. But no mere man is ever going to straighten this all out. Only God. And the time is short.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Phyllis, for that reminder. As the scripture says, that some trust in horses and some in chariots, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. That's where salvation lies. Let's go to Eddie in Glasgow, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, Jim. The State of the Union is a platform for the president to personally address the nation with events going on in America. And one reason I'm glad for that is I don't like getting it from the fake news propaganda machine. And I do want to say I am so thankful for a president that actually does what he said he would do, and he's doing a great job.
Okay, thank you, Eddie. James in Corbin, Kentucky, you're on the air.
State of the Union is re-electing Donald Trump, overturning Roe versus Wade, protecting Christian values, and protecting Israel.
Okay, thank you, James. Jim in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yeah, the State of the Union is on fragile ground. I believe we're living in a space of grace. And we need to use this opportunity we have right now to share the gospel.
Thank you, Jim, for your call. Roseanne in Salina, Kansas, the State of the Union is?
Hello. I think it's desperate. I think we're in serious trouble that the courts and the are in trouble, and weather engineering is killing people and driving people out of their homes and property and everything. It's very serious.
Okay, thank you for your call. Dwight in Gilbert, Arizona, the State of the Union is?
Well, the State of the Union economically is in great shape. Morally, we're on the eve of destruction.
Some have described even what recent happenings here in the States as being as like Babylon of old. Would you agree with that?
Well, I don't know if you can compare the two, but I would say that we're on the way that we're going towards a entry of the Antichrist in a very impactful way, because we're going to become complacent to the morals and values, and we're going to want everything from the government, and they're going to present it to us, and then they're going to say, if you want it, this is what you have to give us to identify yourself. And there we go.
Okay.
We take the mark of the beast.
Dwight, thank you for your comments. Jim in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the State of the Union is...
Brother Jim, thank you for taking my call. The State of the Union, in my humble opinion, is divided. We are a nation currently divided against itself. I am not sure it's God's plan that breach will be mended. I view Donald Trump as a respite to the woes we've been experiencing. We have 4 more years. It's 4 more years of respite. But I agree with some of the former callers who say that without revival, our nation will not stand. We're told that a house divided against itself cannot stand. We've abandoned our Judeo-Christian foundations upon which this country was founded. We as a nation have turned our back on God. I don't know how we can expect Him to continue to bless us. All I can say is we need to get on our knees at the foot of the cross and pray that God's will be done.
Thank you, Jim, for the comments here today. Let's go to Connie in Kalispell, Montana. The State of the Union is?
On perilous ground. Unless we stop murdering babies, I think that's the number one sin in this nation. God can't bless it. And I think people are beginning to wake up, but not awake enough yet. And Planned Parenthood is still being funded.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Connie. Appreciate your call
here
today. Oh, we're, again, seconds from the break, so we're going to take that one-minute break and come back to more of your calls again so we don't interrupt you. And we do have a couple open lines right now at 800-733-9829, giving you opportunity to just share from your perspective the State of the Union is. We're going to be hearing from the President of the United States this evening in that regard, but would like to hear from what you have to say as you're listening in Wyoming or New Mexico or Florida or New Hampshire. Pick up your phone, give us a call. Ohio, South Dakota, Nebraska. Let us know from your perspective, the State of the Union. And the one thing that's certainly in State of the Union is surely in need of prayer. And we're hearing that come through loud and clear as well through the calls coming in today. Back in 1 minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Do you take time daily to study the Word of God? Do you go through the Bible systematically and read with comprehension? Do you desire to learn more than what you have in the past? VCY America is offering a package set of 4 books by Ron Rhodes from Reasoning from the Scriptures Ministries. These Bible study books provide a systematic approach to help you gain better understanding of the Bible. Included in this set is 90 Days Through the New Testament in Chronological Order, providing overviews, powerful insights, and personal application. 40 Days Through Genesis, discover the story that started it all. 40 Days Through Daniel, revealing God's plan for the future. And 40 Days Through Revelation, uncovering the mystery of the end times. These 4 books are available as our way of saying thank you for your donation of $49 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. Don't let the lack of a Bible study plan keep you from daily devotions. Call 1-800-729-9829.
It's interesting hearing the perspective from across the nation here today on Crosstalk as how you see the state of the nation. We're going next to West Dallas, and Brad is online. Good afternoon, Brad. You're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim. Things today are a lot better than they were 4 years ago, and God gave us great mercy back then. But still, there's way too much opposition to the biblical God and Jesus who he has sent. And therefore, we still have evils going on like judicial tyranny and deep state lawlessness in high places. Mm. And we do need the revival some of the other callers have been alluding to, with repentance toward and faith in Christ Jesus for his salvation, his mercy, and his forgiveness.
Amen. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Esther in Clifton, Colorado, the State of the Union is?
Deplorable. I know that my ancestors came over for religious freedom. They were being persecuted. And in the beginning, our Constitution was geared towards God and following the Ten Commandments. It needs to go back to that before it's too late.
Thank you,
Thank
Esther.
You.
Appreciate your call. Merle in Tennessee, State of the Union is?
Yeah, Brother Jim, the State of the Union has been stabilized, but it is contingent on Christians returning to their God, praying, and staying alert.
Hmm.
And I just thank you for all you're doing, Jim.
Man, God bless you, Merle. Let's see. Let's go next to Boise, Idaho. And Deborah, the State of the Union is?
I just want to thank you for your program. And the State of the Union is the mercy of our great God and Savior. And what is that verse in Chronicles that says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and will, anyway, I know that we have a divided nation. I know we have many that have persecuted this president. I'm just thankful that he's the greatest president since Ronald Reagan, but I believe that God's hand has been his grace because that he really wants us Christians to get our hearts right. And I must say that I have been seeking God and trying to return back to him about some disobedient things, but I think that the greatest sin is we Christians not having clear communication with our Lord Jesus Christ because of our sin. And it's just awesome to have him be so merciful and gracious. And I just pray for Trump 2020 again.
Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate your call here today. Don is next in Pensacola, Florida. The State of the Union is?
Yeah, Jim, the State of the Union is very troubling. Especially because of the LGBTQ crowd muttering and murmuring for their supposed rights to break the laws of God. I believe that the born-again Christians in America have sown the Word of God to the Catholics and to the lost Muslims and to everybody that's lost without Jesus Christ. Now's the time to pray for that seed. Like Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:6, I have planted, Apollos watered. That's what we need to be doing. We need to pray for that watered seed that it will grow to fruition so that we can have so we can be more than conquerors through Jesus, our living Christ.
Thank you, Don. Janet in Grand Bay, Alabama, the State of the Union is?
Needed in order to wake up America of the need to allow only law keepers in. Those that believe that we are one nation under one God and one Constitution. If we do that, then God will be in our schools, in our homes, and in our hearts.
Thank you for your call here today. Next is Angela in Milwaukee. The State of the Union is?
The State of the Union is supposed to be unity for all in America, and the annihilation of one race will not get no blessings for our country.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you, Angela, for your thoughts here today. We've got Bill in Yakima, Washington. The State of the Union is?
Yes, in Isaiah chapter 44, the last verse, it says, this is what I have to say about Cyrus. He is my shepherd. Cyrus was a heathen king. I believe that this country is in a great revival, and we need to follow through with our prayers, lifting up the establishment, the government, because that's where the peace lies, is on the government's shoulder. And the people, everybody has to be concerned about what's happening in this country, and I believe that God will see us through.
Okay. God bless you, Bill. Thank you for your call. Caesar in Zanesville, Ohio, the State of the Union is?
I believe the State of the Union is getting much better, actually. I see people sort of respecting masculinity and respecting God again, and I think, women are waking up to the sort of agenda that's been imposed on them to break up the families, and I think it's getting better.
Okay. Thank you, Caesar. We've got Margaret in Chile, Wisconsin. The State of the Union is?
The State of the Union is one election away from socialism. Ben Franklin said, "We gave you a republic, if you can keep it. It is supposed to be ruled by law, not mobocracy. I pray God will, in mercy, will preserve us from socialism."
Okay, thank you, Margaret, for your phone call today. We've got several open lines again. If you tried to get through, you got a busy. You've got another great opportunity right now by calling us at 800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. Having you fill in the phrase today, the State of the Union is. Just hours from this live program today, President Donald Trump will be going to the speak to the joint session of Congress. At least four Supreme Court justices are scheduled at this point to be there, as are various individuals, Congress members, bringing in their chosen individual to come and be a part of the observance of the State of the Union address as well. And certainly it'll be a night of many declarations to be made. You're probably going to be hearing the I word, impeachment word, coming through on many a news commentator as it relates to the matters here tonight as well. Today, though, we're taking your phone calls on Crosstalk at 800-733-9829. Joe in Phoenix, Arizona, the State of the Union is?
It's not as important as the spiritual state of the Union, which we can't see because it's spiritual thing, and we need to trust God that he's in control, and we need to pray like a lot of the other callers have been mentioning.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and not worry of what we see on the surface.
Thank you, Joe. We got Lee in Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. The State of the Union can be reversed and be brought back into a godly relationship, because right now we have basically what the Bible says about First Kings. We have everybody doing what's right in their own eyes. I think if we return to God, this union, this country of ours, can get a return back. But I do believe that it's going to be contingent on what the people of God do and how outspoken and straightforward they are about the things of God. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Lee. And to another caller from Ohio, Ashtabula, Ohio. Shirley, you're on the air.
I think...
Shirley, don't listen to your radio. Talk to me on the phone.
Oh, I think the State of the Union is better than it has been since I can remember, and I think the president is doing a great job, and I think we ought to vote for him again.
Okay, thank you, Shirley. Let's go next to Danny in Kentucky. The State of the Union is?
It's alive and well. But without Jesus Christ, him crucified, the greatest sin they are is unbelief. And I think Donald Trump's the greatest president we ever had.
Okay, thank you for your comments, Danny. Dave is next in Owatonna, Minnesota. Dave, the State of the Union is?
I think it's pretty fragile, because I think since Trump has gotten off the impeachment, it's going to encourage his authoritarian tendencies, and I think he's going to run roughshod over us.
Okay, thank you for your comments, Dave. Chuck in Klamath Falls, Oregon, the State of the Union is?
Yeah, I think last night's Super Bowl halftime show really presents a visual picture of how the State of the Union is. Thank you.
Okay. Johnny in Kentucky, State of the Union is?
State of the Union is pretty good right now. I hope when the president gives his State of the Union speech, he'll give God the glory for allowing him to serve this nation.
Okay, thank you, Johnny. Delbert in Lyonsville, Pennsylvania. State of the Union is?
This is Delbert in Lyonsville, Pennsylvania. The State of the Union is a chance for us to see Donald Trump and listen and remember to vote for him. And also, he's the only president that I know. I've voted since I was 18, and I'm 70-some now. He's the only president I know is sticking up for the children. I cry every day about the children being taken away, killed, you know, aborted. Mm-hmm. It just blows my mind.
Yeah.
That's what I got to say. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your call. Dawn in Livingston, Tennessee, the State of the Union is...
Yes, I was thinking about it. I was thinking about the story of the prodigal son, and I was thinking about how he squandered all that his father had given him and wasted it, and he finally came to a point where he was in the pig pen, and he was so desperate that he was willing to eat the food that he was feeding the pigs. And I think America got to that point, but I think now that, like the prodigal son, he had to realize where he was at. He had to turn around. And I think we're in the process in America right now of turning around. I think that a lot of Christian people had just become complacent, and I think that it took something. They had to finally open their eyes and see where they were at. And I think that we are turning our eyes back towards God.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate your call here today as well. Let's go next to Greg in Othello, Washington. You're on the air.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I believe the State of the Union is morally blind right now. And I say that because I'm Christian and I'm pro-life. But I'm not comfortable also with, like, the poor little children locked up in cages down at the border. And I'm also grateful for the President of the United States and everything he's doing for us Christians. But I'm not comfortable with the way he treats and talks about other people. So I think we're morally blind to some of the bad things that are happening as well.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Ruel in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, I believe the State of the Union is in need of Holy Ghost conviction, because God is sorrow work with repentance and salvation.
Hmm. Okay, thank you for your call here today. Let's see, our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. We're going to take a quick break here on Crosstalk and come back to the final segment with more of your phone calls. So, Russell, you stay on the line there, Lori, and others that are calling in right now as well. Again, the number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, as we give you this opportunity through your eyes, through your perspective, to share what you believe is the State of the Union. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Weekend Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Continuing our series on the dangers of discourse or dialogue with cultural Marxists, it's fine to debate them, but if you have a discourse or dialogue, you're trying to merge your worldview with theirs, and that will dilute your worldview. Well, when you do this, you're falling into trap number 7. You're agreeing to put yourself into the cultural Marxist arena of conflict and to be marginalized and characterized and compromised. Now, you can see this happen right in front of your face on social media. Someone expresses a biblical worldview, a conservative idea, and what happens? People all around them start attacking them. They find themselves being marginalized, characterized, and sadly, many of them will compromise. They'll be involved in compromise by being silent and backing down, or simply going along with the group to fit in. But how did this whole psychological process get started? By agreeing to be involved in some kind of discourse or dialogue with the cultural Marxist, and you set yourself up.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America as we prepare for the speech given to the nation this evening and the address before a joint session of Congress, wanting to hear from you, from your perspective, how you see the State of the Union. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Holding the longest is Russell in Columbus, Nebraska. Russell, you're on the air.
I think the State of the Union is a lot better than it was 4 years ago, but when Jesus came into this world, he was asked why he came. He said to testify to the truth. I think our media is spreading so many lies, it's hard to know what to believe. So I think it's important for Christians to encourage one another and to get the word out.
Amen. Thank you, Russell. Lori is next in Michigan. You're on the air, Lori.
Yes. I think the time of the State of the Union is an opportunity for us to be fasting and praying that God will use Trump to reveal to the nation what the gentleman just before me said, that the truth will be seen and expose the propaganda. I know that Obama had passed a rule that propaganda was okay to use, and that should be not be a rule. That should not be a law. We shouldn't be allowed to have propaganda. We need to ask God to work in the hearts of our nation and change the hearts. Work through Trump, give him great wisdom from God, directly from God, and that we would have a great revival here. That is the absolute most important thing of all. But I just wanted to say that it's so important that we see that this nation wakes up to see what's happened to us and how much we've been lied to. And if people can't see that, then they can never get right with God, because they've got to see what great evil is before they know that they need a Savior so desperately.
Amen. Thank you, Lori. We've got Annette next in Greendale, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Annette.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for Crosstalk. Just a couple points. I think our country is on a better track with this administration, much better. And I also think we do have a divided country. Three, evil is waxing worse and worse, and we're seeing that. The end times are here, and again, we are seeing that here and everywhere. And we need to work while it's still light, because evil is around us. We need to fast, pray, and travail for ourselves, our family, our country. That's all.
Thank you, Annette. Appreciate it. Flo in Phoenix, Arizona, you're on the air.
Flo?
Yes, go ahead, Flo.
This is Flo?
Yes, go ahead, Flo.
Oh, yeah, listen, I appreciate what you just said. God bless you for the work you're doing. Mm. And surely we are living in the end. And in the end, Joel said that God would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters will prophesy. All men should dream dreams. Sure. And surely our country has been under a period of grace right now. And God has been so merciful to some people he wants into the kingdom. And when the church age is done, that will be it. The rapture will take place. And so the Bible says when you see all these things coming upon us, like it's in the days of Noah, to look up, our redemption draws nigh.
Thank you,
Phil. Fear not. We're not to be fearful, but to look up, our redemption is drawing so near. And it says nothing that we go through here can compare to what God has prepared for us up in heaven.
Amen. Thank you, Flo. Appreciate your call as well. Sydney in Chicago, Illinois. State of the Union is?
Hi, my name is Sydney. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead. State of the Union is?
The State of the Union, I think, is in a very fragile place right now. And I think that God wants to look out for all people. I agree with our caller from Washington stating it's really upsetting to me that I feel embarrassed to be from a country that would put children in cages on the border, and I don't feel like our current administration is willing to look out for the people that need looking out for the most. Okay. So I think it's in our best interest to look out for the underdogs just as Jesus would want. So.
Great. Thank you, Sydney. And as much of the media has failed to tell you that policy was started under the Obama administration, and thank you for the call. Carol in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you are on the air.
I feel that the State of the Union is much better than it was 4 years ago. I'm very thankful for the president that we have right now. But I think We do need prayer, and we need revival in this country. There are so many evils that are, that just only God can fix. And I also want to say that voting is important. We can see what's happening in the state of Virginia right now because people that didn't vote, and now their government has turned from conservative to left, radical, and that can happen to this whole country if people don't get out and vote, vote their conscience according to God's will.
Thank you. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Robert in Oregon. State of the Union is...
Yes, it's a lot better than it was before, thanks to President Trump, but still we have a complete chaos with a lying news media. But Benjamin Franklin said it takes a very, very high Judeo-Christian society with extreme high morals to make this constitutional republic I gave you. The question is, can you keep it? That's the whole saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But God needs, we're at God's judgment right now. Jesus could come at any moment, so... Praise Jesus and make sure that you are right with Jesus and tell your brothers and sisters that Jesus is coming at any second. Get right with him right now.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you so much. I'm getting real short on time. Betty in Gulf Springs, Florida, the State of the Union is?
I think we're in a better place than we were, but also I'm very curious about how so many people in following certain politicians are so interested in the communism that's going on, or trying to go on.
Yeah, troubling indeed. Thank you. Ruth in Fairmont, West Virginia, State of the Union is?
A time of great opportunity for Christians who are not fearful and who trust God. He is giving us a chance to do something for him and to turn our country around, that if we were running scared, we're going to miss the opportunity. But he's a great God. We don't have to worry about him not doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
The point is, are we going to do what we're supposed to do?
Good point, Ruth. I've got to run. I've got one final caller, Ty, in West Union, Ohio. State of the Union is?
Hi, Jim. I think the State of the Union is in danger. It is under attack. We are in perilous times, and I believe that we are just in a spiritual warfare all around.
Yeah, thank you for the call. And that brings our program to a conclusion today, as it's good to hear from you from across the nation and gain your perspective on these very issues as to the State of the Union. But we do encourage you to be in prayer for our president, be in prayer for the Senate leadership, the House leadership as well. Remember, the nation is blessed whose God is the Lord. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.